Sunday, Monday night, or the Dalit Adar, or the Hey Adar, whatever it is. Or Lehei Adar. So there's a halach in Purim that has its source in the Gemara in Sukkah, where it says that after the Hakafos on the Beis Hamikdash on Hashanah Rabbah, so according to Rashi, the adults would take the lulavim and esregim from the children, and they would eat their esregim. So Rashi says there's no isser here, because it was done as part of Simchas Yom Tov. It was like a shtick they did. It was all in good fun. Rashi says there's no isser of Gezel or Darkei Shalom, because there's two ways that the cotton can have an esrog and lulav. His father could have been makne to him, so then the mamish belongs to him, and then it's Gezel. Or he could have taken it on his own. He could have found it, and then it would be Gezel Nedar Kishalom. So that's why Rashi says those two possibilities. But Miachashanavu came Machmas Simcha. So Luchar, it means a gather of Mechila, that there's an Umdun of Mechila, that because that's the that's done. So this Taisa says that this we can extrapolate from this, and Taisa gives a case where by a chassan they used to entertain him by siding on horses, I guess like dueling, some type of jousting or dueling. So Taisa says if they're mazik the clothing or injures the horse, they don't have to pay, because that's the minhag by a chassan, that's how they celebrate it. And it says sometimes it gets rowdy, and sometimes someone breaks something, so you're potter from paying. There's an issue. We'll see later, we'll stop here, but there's an issue about if someone's goof gets nizok, not just his momen. But anyway, this is leading up to the halacha that we say by Purim, so we'll get to it further in coming days. But this is the background. Chavis HaLodos, we're in the middle of Chavis HaLodos, Shari Yichud HaMaiseh, Perakei, and we're up to another pitui of the Yetzirah. Chashi Yishayish Mimcha, when he gives up, when Aponim Elosh has a charnu of focusing on the schar, Yashlichcha b'yam hasfekos minyoni hechrich lahatzedek. He'll try to put doubt into your mind about bechira, bechira chavshus, about hechrich lahatzedek. Is the way the Chavis HaLodos refers to predeterminism or free will. Meaning, v'chashayira oscha misalim b'maisu avoda v'nota derech averus. He sees you doing averus. So rather than risk, rather, you can always do tshuva, you can change. Yishtadel v'vara etzelcha, that this is the way you are and you can't change. And nowadays, certainly, that's the as strong as atheism is, but also the idea that there's no real free will, whether it's said that way or it's just everything you do is excused because of the way you were brought up or because of what happened to you in the past. It's all an attack on free will, and that's what the Chavis HaLodos is saying, that he'll want to make you feel muchrach to act the way you do, and that'll cut off any possible paths of tshuva. The Chavis HaLodos, in fact, paints the scenario where you're starting to do averus, and then Yitzhar will come in, and he'll tell you that it's muchrach, that you should be that way, betainus chazakas, and he'll have even psukim, and a kosvim, and a kabbalah. In other words, to give you excuses for doing what you're doing. And if Hashem wanted you to do good things, do mitzvahs, Hashem would lead you in that path. But you see, again, I'm putting it in terms of nowadays, but you see that your life consists of these events, and that makes you do what you do, and that's just the way it is. So Here they put it more in terms of determinism. Hashem's Kiyomar Ve'yehu Tzov Yamod. Hashem says you should be a certain way, so that's how you have to be. Chizuk Alamod Negev Zerosov L'Natzeach Dinov. You're going to fight with Hashem. He wants you to be this way. That's how he says it. Nowadays, in modern days, where they don't want to talk about Hashem, they say it differently. Ein L'chol Asos Elamash Enigzol L'chol Asosol, the Yitzvara says. He comes like a very frum taina, as he did before, like a frum taina. Hashem is responsible for everything. And so you can't really break free of that. That's how they put it nowadays. And you're mukhrif to do what you're doing, and you can't change, and so that's it. This is the way you are. Okay, we'll stop here. Uh-huh.